Alongside a deserted runway at the Wilmington Air Park, government, business, and academic leaders stood with excitement about to see a demonstration of what could be their economic future.
Rolling up.
This unmanned aerial system is not very big. It's the larger of the two demonstrated, and you can see pictures on our website. Sinclair Lab Tech David Hasse was one of the people flying. He says you have to program in certain points, upload that to the airplane, and it flies itself.
We have to have satellite connection with 7 or 8 GPS units. And then when that transfers, we get a data link. Wireless data link to the aircraft via GPS and satellite. And then basically the ground link communicates to the aircraft, which communicates back to the ground link where it is according to what the GPS is telling.
For years, the Dayton Development Coalition has been touting the region as a hotbed of UAS research, development, manufacturing, training, and education. A national testbed site designation by the FAA would likely bring lots of business and jobs. Dayton's proposal includes airports in Springfield, Wilmington, and Indiana. Kevin Carver is executive director of the Clinton County Port Authority.
It's a strategy that we understand needs to be built around partnerships and experimentation and research and development and test flying like we did here today. And that's the path we're going down, because we think at the end of the day, this will be successful and it will bring jobs to Wilmington and Clinton County.
Wright-Patterson Air Force Base researchers are leaders in UAS and have been testing them at the Wilmington Air Park for more than a year. Sinclair Community College announced Monday it has permission to fly them at the airpark and said it will serve as the national training partner for Altavian, a manufacturer of UAS. Sinclair has spent $1.4 million in UAS training and getting government permission to fly. The college offers a certificate in UAS training, and already 100 people have taken a class. Dr. Andrew Shepard is director of UAS at Sinclair.
We have a lot of technology in our program. As we had out here today, we have unmanned aerial systems. We have a very high-tech sensor simulator lab built by L3 sensors and simulation. We have our aircraft in the aviation department.
Sinclair says the average salary range for the top 8 UAS-related jobs is $67 to $99. Sinclair's Deb Norris says the partnership with Altavian is a big coup.
Our wheelhouse is education and training. That's what we do. In partnering with Altavian, we want them to build really, really great aircraft. If we can take the training piece of that from them for all of their clients and bring them to places like the Springfield Airport, the Dayton region, and Wilmington, all of a sudden now this is about economic development for us.
Altavian CEO John Perry is equally excited about flying his planes in Southwest Ohio.
I think that this is, without a doubt, the hotbed of development for unmanned aircraft, and we are looking forward to growing here in 2014.
Sinclair also announced this week it's teaming with Woolpert, a geospatial mapping company. Woolpert sees UAS eventually replacing its airplanes. There are other applications for UAS, including emergency situations, news stories, and agriculture. Clinton County Commissioner Mike Curry is a farmer.
Just recently at the High Farm Science Review, they had a demonstration of these and what they can do for agriculture. And I think the possibilities are endless here.
That seems to be the feeling in Greater Dayton. The possibilities are endless, and so is the payout. It's estimated that the UAS industry could be worth $94 billion by 2020. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.